quiet for us, the baritones would appreciate it. A one, a two, a berries and
run, run, reindeer.
Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. Oh, run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. And then you got to get right off for the next whole note rest. Cool? Good. Leeds, your turn. Run, run, reindeer. One, a two. This is measure 33. A one, a two, a Leeds, and.
Run, reindeer.
One, two, three, off. Listen to that. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. One, two, ready, and go. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. Two, again, and go. Run, run, reindeer. Excellent. That was much better. We also were making up a few pitches before that. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer.
Composers. But let's do what was on the page.
Try it again at 33. A one, a two, again, and go.
Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Run, run, reindeer.
One, two, three, off.
Run, run, reindeer.
Off. Run, run, reindeer. Off.
Okay, can I put the berries and the leads together? Yes.
Yeah, I'd like the rest there. We'll get it, right? Okay, here we go at 33. One, a two, again, and. One, two, three, off. Two, three, off. Off. Run, run, reindeer, off. Run, run, reindeer, off. Okay? Tenors, join, please. These are the upper three voices at 33. A one, a two, a ready, and. One, two, three, off. One, two, three, off. Off. Yeah, your reindeer there at the very end is still way too long.
Run, run, reindeer, off.
Sing that one, two, that measure, and go.
Run, run, reindeer.
But on your...
Which should be, here for the berries, there for the leads. And there's the tenors at 39. One, a two, a ready, and.
Run, run, reindeer.
That was clean. That was better. Thank you. Now, put the basses with it to mess it all up.
Run, run, reindeer.
go back to 33, where we started our evening, and just hear the tenors, please. A one, a two, a tenors, and here we go. One, two, three, up.
Run, run, reindeer. Oh, run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer.
Listen to 39.
Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer.
Sing the tenors, are ready and go.
Run,
now get the rhythm correct.
Run, run, reindeer.
Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. One, two, a ready, and. Yeah, but I'm not hearing accurate pitches. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. One, two, a three. Run, run, reindeer. There you have it. Good. Okay, now, can you look at the next little section, please? Verse 3. Hauling through the snow, a one, a two, a tenor's hand. Let's do that again, please. Hauling through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. Okay, here we go. Two again and go.
Hauling through the snow with a half a dozen deer.
Now, we sang right through the rest of measure 53. There's a quarter note rest in their tenors, and we sang right through it.
Ah, Merry Christmas. Ah, Merry Christmas.
Right? Okay. Let's do that tenor starting at the ooh at 51. One, two, a three.
Ooh, little Saint.
Okay, let's put everyone together at verse 3. Cool, so let's go a little slower. A one, two, a three.
way that we're doing right now, we won't be able to understand it. Because I'm hearing, let me try to give you a quick little example. Hauling through the snow at a frightening speed with water thin. Not enough consonant to make out some words. Hauling through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. Okay, here I'm giving every single little consonant in there some value. Let's all do the same.
And hauling.
Hauling through the snow. Here we go. One, two, three.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead.
Yeah! Oh my gosh! So much nicer. So much nicer. There's a story in there, finally. Frightening speed. The word frightening is fun to say. Okay? So give me a little bit more of that fun to say F sound and make it sound like there's something happening in there. Careful which F sound you're And hauling through the snow.
A one, two, again. And
hauling through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's got to wear his goggles because the snow really flies and he's cruising every bag with a little surprise.
But now, before the chord on surprise, a surprise is not working. So we need to fix the pitches right there. The syncopation in measure 46 on the word and comes in on the end of a beat, and therefore needs to have a little accent, a little weight. So put an accent, or that little sort of greater than sign over the top of the word and, right? Okay? Can we start second phrase? He's got to wear his goggles. Can we do that? A one, two, a three.
He's got to wear his goggles because the snow really flies and he's cruising every path with a little surprise.
Yeah, we now need to balance the chord. Is what we should have. Sing prize. Ready and sing.
Prize.
Which part of the chord are you? I'm going to tell you right now that is an F7 chord. F-A-C-E is how we spell that, right? Well, I mean, with the F in all, it's F-A-C-E flat, right? Okay, but the F is the root of the chord. Who has the F?
Tenors.
Tenors have the root of the chord. Therefore, tenors should really be loudest to balance out the chord. Okay? Who's got the fifth? The C. That is the basis. They're the second loudest in our chord. Okay? Sing prize, knowing that knowledge now.
Sing prize.
One, two, three, and go.
Prize.
Good. Can I hear the bass and tenor? One, two, ready, and go.
Prize.
Yeah, so you have second loudest. You can't be any louder than the tenors. Okay? Again, sing prize, two, and again, and go.
Prize.
Good. So that's a little under bass. Prize. Everyone sing the prize chord. The tenors, which means that you can't suddenly just get soft on the syllable prize, because that will sound weird. That's just dumb dorky. So instead, what we need to do is have a little finesse coming up before. So we have the accent, just give me a second, I have an accent on the word and. And cruising every time with a little surprise. Okay, that's how we do it. Give it on the end, and then back it off, and the tenors, you got to go for it. Okay, what you got to type?
You want an ah or an I?
Ah. Surprise! And this song, the E vowel sound comes in the tone. Good. Let's go back to Hauling Through the Snow, verse 3.
One, a two,
a one, two, a three.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's got to wear his goggles because the snow really flies.
Accent on the word and. You're getting better with your frightening. That's getting much there's some chords in there that are really, really nice. I love listening to all of it, except for the very messy cutoff of measure 44, the lead. Those of us that did cut off didn't give me a D sound, and so it just kind of went Rudy to lead. And then I kind of got all disappointed instead. Okay, so let's put a D sound on and observe that eighth note rest. And Holland, be ready to keep going this time. A one, two, a three.
And Holland through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer, with a Rudy to lead. He's got a winner whose goggles, cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise.
In terms of pitches. Sing rain again, go.
Rain.
Too many different vowels for that to ring. Here. Okay, we want rain, 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 rain. Okay, sing rain again, go.
Rain.
Nice, good again, go.
I got to go into my settings here real fast. My iPad keeps going to sleep. I tell it, please don't go to sleep. Okay, yeah, that's done. Let me get back to my music program. We're going to run this whole song now from the top. I do not want to go performance tempo. I want to go in a tempo where our brains can look at the page, think, process, and do correctly. Okay? We'll get to faster in a quick minute. But for right now, it is about precision. Thank you, David.
It's about precision. It's about listening. It's about doing things correct. Are you blowing the F?
I'm blowing the F.
Basically, yeah, that's the pitch he's getting, but you gotta go.
Right? One?
Oof.
That's something. One, a two, a one, two.
Merry Christmas,
sounds together. I just heard it was not precise at all. We have to have that number one. The D sound is always a little louder than the B sound. Doom ba doom ba doom ba doom ba doom ba. Okay? Basses. Every other beat is accented, right? Let's do it again.
A one, a two. A one, two.
Merry Christmas,
sorry, that should be D sharp because of the previous part of the measure. Sorry, my bad. Here we go. Here we go. A one, two.
And the real famous cat all dressed up in red.
Good. Can we go back to our real famous cat one more time, please? A one, a two, a one, two.
And the real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out on his sled.
Actually, the baritones do a nice job with the doot pitches, but between the baritones and the tenors, we don't have the tuning of our doots. So it's... So, can I hear just basses, berries, tenors at the downbeat of 21? A one, two, a ready, and... You did not carry a big stick. Okay, and then you sang too softly. Everyone at 21, just a little. So there's you, just a little quicker, Leeds. Here we go. A one, two.
Practice.
Okay, cool. Practice.
here. But even some of the things that we practiced when, well, at least when I was here 2 weeks ago, are not happening now tonight, right? Okay? So, I need to know how we fix that. Okay? And it's going to be different for every single person. There's not one thing that works. Some people do great by listening to rehearsal tracks. Okay? Others need to write down the words over and over again, and that helps me memorize the words. Some people need to see it on a page because they have a photographic memory that reminds them that that word does this, that, and the other thing. Okay, everyone is different, but what you need to find is what works for you, so that when we come back next week, you're at 100%. Okay, so try something that you haven't tried before. Okay, and use a little bit of time in between rehearsals, so that when we come back, we can focus on the finesse details and not have to reteach parts and rhythms and those types of things. Sound like a deal?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.